Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
It's a pleasure to be back here, bringing the word of God this morning with you.
很高兴再来到教会，把神的话语再带给弟兄姊妹。
I want to first thank you for everyone who participated and helped out with the clothing giveaway last week.
首先，我感谢上周周末参加那个赠送衣物的弟兄姊妹。
It was a great privilege to be part of this community reaching out with the love of Christ.
所以我们是一个很大的一个我们的有这样一个特权能够成为我们这个社区的一部分来帮助我们社区的弟兄姊妹。
I don't know about you, but sometimes I get a little fearful when I reach out with someone with the gospel.
我不知道你们大家是不是有这种感觉，有时候呢，当我跟其他人谈论福音这个救赎的时候呢，我会感到有点害怕。
Am I going to have the right words to say?
是不是我讲的话合适呢？
Are they going to have some tough questions I don't know the answers to?
或者他们会给我们一些比较挑战性的问题，我无法解答的。
Sometimes we can feel a little inadequate.
有时候呢，我们感到自己呢好像准备不足。
And sometimes we can feel a little foolish.
有时呢，甚至感到我们自己有一点点的愚拙。
But that's okay.
但这没有什么。
In fact, it's quite biblical.
事实上呢，这是非常符合圣经的教义的。
In the English congregation, we've been studying through the book of Exodus.
在英语聚会里面呢，我们一直在研读出埃及记。
And I really enjoyed reading about Moses' call.
那我非常喜欢读那个摩西蒙召。
When God wanted to rescue Israel out of Egypt, he called Moses.
当神耶和华想把那个埃及以色列人从埃及中解救出来的时候呢，他宣召摩西。
And what does he tell Moses to do?
他让摩西干什么呢?
He doesn't tell Moses to go raise up an army.
他没有让摩西去兴起一支军队。
He doesn't tell Moses to go and start a rebellion.
他也没有让摩西去举行一次叛乱。
He just tells Moses to go and talk to Pharaoh.
他只是叫摩西去见法老，跟法老说。
I imagine that Moses must have thought that's a very strange thing to ask.
对摩西来说，他肯定会觉得是一件非常奇怪的事。
It seemed a little foolish.
他觉得会有点愚蠢。
You want me to go to the most powerful man in the land?
你想让我去和当时世界上那个最强有力的人去讲话吗？
And just ask him to let God's people go?
仅仅跟他说让我们的犹太人走吗？
You know,Pharaoh kills people who he doesn't like what they say.
法老呢，如果他不喜欢其他人说的话，那可以很随意的把这人杀掉。
Are we supposed to be doing something?
是不是我们应该做这样的事呢？
And how about all those plagues and miracles that you're going to perform, God?
那些做的一些神迹奇事呢？
God says, I just want you to go and talk to Pharaoh.
神对他，耶和华对他说呢，我只是叫你到法老那边跟法老说。
Seems very foolish.
看上去非常愚拙。
But we are called into that same line of work.
有时呢，我们也被宣召进入这样做同样这样的工作。
God has saved us and now he calls us.
神拯救了我们，现在他宣召我们。
He says, go and share the message of the cross.
他说去分享基督十字架上的这个信息。
Let's open up our Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians.
来我们来看那个圣经哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18.
哥林多前书第一章第十八节。
Paul writes, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
这里保罗写道，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate.
据如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辩士在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧成为愚拙吗？
For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
Jews demand mere miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom.
犹太人要神迹，希利人呢寻求智慧。
But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles.
我们却是传扬钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，耶稣总为神的能，基督主总为神的能力，神的智慧。
For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
Paul himself preached the message of the cross.
保罗自己呢也在宣扬那个十架的信息。
And yet he realized to the world's ears it sounds like foolishness.
他自己也意识到，就是要传讲神的话呢，似乎是非常愚拙的。
It sounds too simple.
看上去是太简单了。
Sounds dumb.
甚至看上去有点那个沉闷。
It can sound illogical.
看上去呢也不符合逻辑。
Sounds foolish.
甚至看上去似乎看上去非常愚拙。
Yet Paul brings this message to the Gentiles.
但呢，保罗把这个信息呢带给了外邦人。
And he knows that it is the power of God.
他知道的，这是神的大能。
Now we look for salvation from different things in this world.
那么不同的人呢，看那个救赎呢，有不同的看法。
Paul gives the example of the Jews and the Greeks.
这里呢，保罗呢给了我们那个希腊人和那个犹太人的例子。
And they represented all the people in that world back then.
他也代表了当时世界上的其他人。
The Jews look for miraculous signs.
因为犹太人呢是寻求神迹。
They want something, someone mighty to show up to save.
他们是需要看这些神迹，他们才能得救。
They want someone to raise up a mighty army.
他希望一个人呢能够兴起一支军队
，and overthrow the Romans，
推翻那个罗马的人的统治
，to save Israel just like Moses did all the way back in the Old Testament。
拯救当时的犹太人，就像当时在旧约里边摩西拯救犹太人出埃及地一样。
Someone like an action hero in the movies we watch，
就像我们经常看的那个武打影片中的人一样。
They're looking for a superhero.
他们在寻求一个超级的英雄
to fly in and save the day.
能够飞入进来，能够把我们大家拯救出去。
The Greeks are looking for wisdom.
而希腊人呢，希利尼人呢，寻求智慧。
They want someone that's witty.
他需要一个非常有智慧的人，聪明的人。
Someone that can put anyone who gets into an argument with him to shame.
他呢，能够在任何辩论当中呢，使对方呢，能够羞愧。
Someone with a golden tongue.
有个人呢能说会道。
And anytime he opens up his mouth, we're just filled with wonder.
他一旦开口讲话就富有很大的能力。
Someone who can show us the way to salvation.
有一些这些人呢能够传讲告诉我们通向救赎的那个道路。
He's going to give us wisdom, and we're going to take that wisdom, and we're going to be able to know the path to God.
这个人呢会给我们这个智慧，我们有了这个智慧呢就知道如何通向神的道路。
And we will look for something like that.
我们呢总是寻求这样的人。
In this world, we look for something to do.
在这个世界上我们总是想找点事情做。
Some kind of plan.
有一些计划。
You look at the bestseller list and there's many interesting books.
如果你看现在那个畅销书的书单上有很多有趣的书。
And the books that are really popular are books like Five Ways to Improve Your Life.
比如说最那个畅销的书往往是五种改进你生活的五种办法。
Ten Healthy Habits of Successful People.
比如说那个成功人士的十个健康的那个习俗。
We want to be shown what to do to be great.
我们总是想让知道怎么做才能成为伟大的人。
Or to be given the power to do it ourselves.
或者我们有了这个能力可以我们自己来做。
But Paul says, all God gives is Christ.
但这里保罗传讲说神所有给你的就是基督。
And instead of the salvation that Jews were looking for, he brought a savior that was crucified and died.
不是那个犹太人所那个寻求的那个寻求的那个神迹，而是神给我们就是耶稣基督在十字架上受死。
For the Greeks, Christ is someone who said outrageous things.
对那个希利尼人来说呢，救赎应该是有一个讲得非常好的人。
Sure, he said some wise things, but nothing you can earn salvation with.
当然那个基督讲了一些非常那个有智慧的话但这并不能足以让你能够得到救赎。
The foolishness of the cross is we don't need to do anything.
十架的愚拙就是你不需要做任何事情。
The problem the Bible says is that we have a sin problem.
但我们来说呢圣经里来说呢我们只有罪。
And the way to salvation is not cleaning up our lives.
有了那个救赎呢就可以得到洗净。
It's not cleaning up our hearts.
并不是洗净我们的心。
Bible says, we need a new heart.
而圣经里说我们需要一个新的心灵。
We need a new life.
需要一个新的生命。
The old one is no good.
因为旧的生命不好。
And no one can perform open heart surgery on themselves.
没有人可以自己给自己做开胸的那个心脏手术。
You can't do it.
你没法这么做。
The foolishness of the Bible is that we can't do it.
那个圣经教导我们的愚拙就是我们自己无法做。
That salvation cannot be earned.
那个救赎是不可以那个获得的。
Cannot be worked for.
是不能你自己通过自己的努力而得到的。
It is only given.
只能那个白白的给予。
And we have to receive it.
我们只是要接受。
Foolishness.
听上去非常的愚拙。
Brother Jeff mentioned before substitutionary atonement.
他说那刚才那个 Jeff 兄弟说那个取代是一个很重要的。
I was watching a debate between a Christian and an atheist.
我曾经看过一个辩论是基督徒和那个无神论者之间的那个辩论。
And he was a very well-known atheist.
他那个对方是一个非常有名的无神论者。
Very smart.
非常聪明。
Very wise.
那个也很有智慧。
But he said, the one thing I can't get over is substitution.
他说那个有一个我不能理解的不能通过的就是那个取代代替
That's not how the world works
替代 Sorry
That's not how the world works
这不是那个我们世界怎么运行的这个规则
In this world we have to carry our own burdens
在我们这个世界上我们自己必须背负我们自己的那个负担
We have to do things ourselves
我们必须自己做活
There's no such thing as a free lunch
没有那个免费的午餐
And this wise man could not get over the foolishness of the cross.
因为这个聪明的人无法那个理解十架的这个愚拙。
Paul says in verse 21,
保罗在那个第二十一节里边提到
It says the world through his wisdom does not know him.
他说世人凭自己的智慧不认识神。
Through the world's wisdom, you cannot get to a knowledge of God.
通过那个个人的智慧你无法理解神。
We need a different kind of wisdom.
我们需要不同的那种智慧。
We need a kind of wisdom that seems foolish to the world.
我们用的这种智慧在世人来看的是看显得非常愚拙。
We need the foolishness of the cross.
我们需要十架上的愚拙。
And this is nothing new.
这个也不是什么新的东西。
In seminary, I had to study church history.
在神学院呢，我必须那个学习教会的历史。
And in one of the textbooks, there was a picture.
在有一本教科书里面有一幅图画。
That someone had drawn in around the time of Christ.
这是那个在那个耶稣基督那个时代呢，他们画了一幅画，某些人画了一幅画。
It was a picture of a donkey on a cross.
他是讲的是在一个十架上有一个驴。
How far back does the world think that the foolishness of cross go?
当时呢，就是当事人认为那个十架的愚拙到何种程度呢？
It goes all the way back to the time of Christ.
他一直在当时耶稣基督那个时代呢，就认为这个愚拙。
It's not that somehow we are more modern and more wise than those people back then.
也并不是说我们现今的人比当时的人呢更聪明。
This world still thinks that the message of the cross is foolishness.
在当今这个世界上呢，还是认为这个十架的这个实际上是那个愚拙的，实际上的信息是愚拙的。
Christ died for my sin？
耶稣基督为我的罪而死吗
？It's a foolish message that we bring。
这是一个我们带来的一个愚拙的信息。
But Paul says that is the power of God。
但那保罗这里说呢，这是神的大能。
So we have a foolish message to bring。
那我们呢要带给来的这个信息呢是愚拙的
，just like Moses，
就像那个摩西一样
，just like Paul，
就像保罗一样
，a foolish message。
我们带来的一个是愚拙的信息
，but that's not all that God uses。
并不仅仅是神使用我们到这里
，God also uses foolish messengers。
神呢也经常使用愚拙的信使。
Now think back to Moses again.
回到那个摩西。
If it were through our own wisdom, we would have picked a strong Moses.
如果根据我们自己的智慧，我们可能就想应该是选择一个强壮的摩西。
We would have picked Moses at 40 years old.
比如说我们应该那个选择摩西当他还40多岁的时候。
He's a prince of Egypt.
当时呢，他还是那个那个埃及王子的时候。
He's got power and prestige.
他呢，他有权力，他却有声望。
He's got wisdom and learning.
他呢，也有学有那个智慧和学识。
He's got strength and charisma.
他呢，当时也有他的那个魅力和他的那个强有力。
But that's not when God calls him.
但这并不是神宣召他的那个时候。
He calls Moses when he's 80.
神宣召摩西的时候他已经80多岁了。
He's no longer a prince.
已经不再是一个王子。
He's just a shepherd.
他只是一个牧羊人。
Looking after someone else's sheep.
只是在照顾其他人的羊而已。
He's a nobody.
他是一无所处。
No power.
也没有任何权力。
No prestige.
也没有任何声望。
And yet that's when God calls him.
这就是摩西被宣召时候的那个状态。
That is how God works.
这就是神怎么工作的原则。
Not only does God have a seemingly foolish message for us to share,
不仅神让我们去分享一个看上去很愚拙的信息。
He's going to use this foolish message to change the world.
他呢也要用一个愚拙的那个信使去改变这个世界。
But to do it, he's going to use foolish people.
要这么做呢，他要使用愚拙的人。
When we want to do something, when we choose people for the task, we want to pick the best people.
当我们要某些人来帮助我们完成我们的工作计划时，我们总是选择最佳的人选。
My father used to tell me about this TV show that he used to watch.
我父亲曾经告诉我他曾经看过的一个电视节目。
And they've made movies out of it.
他们的这个电视节目后来也变成了那个电影。
It's called Mission Impossible.
它是讲那个碟中谍吧。
And my dad was telling me that every episode, the main character would get a mission.
他说每一集呢，里边的那个主角呢，都会接受一个任务。
And the fun part was seeing who he picked for that mission.
但有趣的就是他选择什么样的伙伴来完成这个任务。
He'd have a whole list of people, and then he'd pick the best ones.
他呢有很多选择，他往往就是选择最佳的人选。
The ones that fit the situation that he needed.
就找到人能够很最佳的人选，帮助他完成任务的人。
Matching skill with need.
啊，来那个符合寻找人有他所需要的这个技能。
He'd pick the plan A.
他总是选择最佳方案。
The best people.
最好的人。
But that's not how God works.
但这并不是神的行事工作的方式。
Flip over to Matthew chapter 10.
在马太福音第十章。
It's a list of the apostles.
那它里边谈到了他的一些使徒。
Take a look at some of these people.
来看这些人，他的一些使徒。
Matthew 10 verse 2 says, These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John.
第二，马太福音第十章第二节，这十二使徒的名，这头一个叫西门，又称彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈，西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰。
Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus.
腓利和巴多罗麦多马和税利马太亚勒菲的儿子雅各和达探
Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot who betrayed him
分月党的西门还有卖耶稣的加略人犹大
These are the people God picked to form his early church
这呢就是神选择的来成立他教会的这些人
A great many of them are fishermen
他们中呢有渔夫
That means no education
也就是说呢他没有受到很好的教育
Not cultured people
也不是一个很有文化的人
Stereotypically these people are the people with a foul mouth
很多那个一般的人认为这些人都是不好的人
In English we have a saying That man curses like a sailor He curses like a sailor
就如果你们那在英语当中我们要骂人的话就说你这人像一个那个船员。
Because fishermen were uncultured people.
因为那个渔夫呢是没有文化的人。
With rough language.
他们讲话呢比较粗鲁。
Rough personalities.
而且呢性格也比较粗劣。
And they probably always smell like fish.
而且呢身上总是闻到一股鱼腥气。
And to head all these fishermen up is Peter.
而这些渔夫的这个领头人呢就是彼得
A man who's more likely to cause trouble than he is to do something right
这个人呢老是惹麻烦而不是做正确的事
A man who betrays Jesus 3 times
当时呢以后他也背叛耶稣三次否认耶稣三次
A man who's very flawed
这个人呢也比较那个粗犷
Yet it's this person that Jesus saysI'm going to build my church on you.
就这个人呢，耶稣说呢，我要靠你来建立我们的教会。
And then there's James and his brother John.
还有他的还有那个 James 和他的兄弟安德烈，西比泰和他的兄弟安德烈。
Their nicknames were the Sons of Thunder.
他们的那个外号是雷子。
When some town annoyed them, they said, Jesus, let's call down fire from heaven and burn them all up.
当一些人那个冒犯耶稣的时候，他们就说从天上降下大火来，把他们烧尽。
There's Matthew.
还有那个马太。
A tax collector.
是一个税吏。
Someone who is willing to betray his own people to get rich.
这些税吏呢愿意背叛他们自己本民族的人呢来自己致富。
Someone who Jewish society would consider the worst of all sinners.
在犹太社区里面把这些税吏是看成最低等的人。
There's Bartholomew.
还有那个亚勒斐。
who John calls Nathaniel.
约翰呢把他称为 Nathaniel,
who seems to believe anything.
他似乎相信任何东西。
When he first comes to Jesus, he asks, "Who are you?"
当一次的刚那个见到耶稣，他就问你是谁。
His brother tells him, "This is the Christ. We found the Christ."
他的兄弟说这是基督，我们找到了基督。
And he comes to Jesus, and Jesus says, "I know you."
他来到耶稣身边说，耶稣，我认识你。
He says, "How do you know me?"
他说你怎么知道我呢
？I've never seen you before.
我从来没见过你。
Jesus says, "I saw you sitting under the tree."
耶稣说我看你在那个坐在树上。
And just like that, he says, "You are the Messiah."
他就说呢，你是那个弥赛亚。
You're the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
He's like, "You believe me just because I told you you were sitting under a tree?"
因为你相信那个我，就是因为你看到我坐在树上吗？
And then we have the Apostle Thomas, who's the exact opposite.
还有那个多马，他是那个正好相反。
He won't believe anything.
他不相信任何东西。
The other disciples come to him after Jesus has been raised from the dead, and they said, "We saw Jesus."
当那些使徒跟他说的时候，我们耶稣已经复活了，我们看见耶稣的时候。
We all saw Jesus.
我们都看见耶稣了。
Thomas said, "I don't believe you."
他说我不相信他。
I wasn't there.
我不在那边。
I'm not going to believe until I can stick my fingers in his wounds.
他说我不相信，除非我的手指能够碰到他的肋骨。
He's a skeptic.
他是一个怀疑论者。
Won't believe anything.
他不相信任何东西。
And we have Simon called the Zealot.
还有我们还有那个奋越党的西蒙。
Zealot is another word for terrorist.
那个西蒙呢，也代表另外一字，就是恐怖主义者。
He was an organized, well, he was a guerrilla fighter against the Roman Empire.
他呢是一个反抗那个罗马统治的那个反抗者。
He was a Zealot.
他是称之为奋越党。
A fanatic,
也就是一个狂热分子
just like the person when Jesus was crucified.
就像当那个耶稣被十字架钉十字架的时候
，Pilate said, "You want Jesus or Barabbas?"
就是那个希律说，你们是要耶稣还是那个巴罗马
？A free one.
他说你当中只选择一个能够解救一个人。
The Gospels describe Barabbas as a robber.
耶稣呢把那个罪犯呢当成他是一个抢劫犯。
Or a violent man.
是一个非常有暴力的那个罪犯。
He's a terrorist.
他也是一个恐怖分子。
He killed people.
他杀人。
He was a fanatic.
他是一个狂热分子。
That's what Simon was.
这就是那个西蒙。
And then there's a bunch of people we don't even know anything about.
还有其他一些人我们根本都不了解。
We don't know a single thing they did.
我们根本知道他们对他们一无所知。
And the roundup, all the 12 disciples is Judas who's going to betray Jesus.
然后最后呢是有那些最后会卖耶稣的犹大。
These are the people that Jesus picked to be his 12 disciples.
这就是耶稣选择成为他十二使徒的门徒的人。
This is going to be the people that are going to change the world for Christ.
这就是难道这些人就是耶稣选择要改变这个世界的人吗
？These people really?
就是这些人吗
？Fishermen,
渔夫
，sinners,
犯罪的
，terrorists,
恐怖分子
，backstabbers,
犯罪的人。
This is going to be the foundation of the church.
这就是应该我们教会建立的这个基础嘛。
Surely, God, you can find better people.
当然神你可以找到更好的人。
We'd want to find at least someone, you know, that's rich.
至少我们要找到一个富有的人。
You know, if we're going to build the church, we're going to need some money.
我们要建立教会需要一些钱财。
And we're going to need some influence.
我们需要有一些有影响力的人。
We're going to need to have some power in you know, government places.
比如说在政府里面有权力的人。
We're going to need some people that are well respected.
我们需要有一些被社会尊重的人。
We're going to need some people when they proclaim Christ, everyone flocks to them.
我们要需要人，一旦他们宣讲耶稣的时候，其他人都会跟从。
We need someone with a very charismatic personality.
我们需要有一些有非凡魅力人格的人。
All it has to do is just stand in the square, and people are going to flock around him.
那么他一旦站在里面讲话，人家都周围会围绕着很多人。
That people are just drawn to him by the sheer force of their personality.
这些人能够因为他的人格的魅力能够吸引很多人。
These are the kinds of people that we would have picked.
这就是我们会想到选择的一些人。
That would be our plan A.
这是我们的最佳计划。
But these disciples don't look anything like that.
但这些使徒呢，根本不像我们所想象的那些人。
In our book, these wouldn't even make it in Plan B.
甚至那个假次方案呢，也达不到。
Probably not even Plan C or D.
或者根本不是那个丙方案或者乙方案。
Maybe if no one else was available, then Plan Z right here, disciples.
可能除非那个你找不到任何可以利用的人，这最次的方案。
Maybe by then we would just given up and say, I do it myself.
或者会最后你说没法依靠他们做，我就自己做了。
But they were God's plan A.
但他们是神的最佳方案。
They were part of God's plan.
他们是神的计划的一部分。
God's perfect plan.
是神的完美的计划的一部分。
And God only had one plan.
神只有一个计划。
And these 12 apostles were part of it.
而这个十二个使徒就是他计划的一部分。
Why in the world does God use these kinds of people?
为什么在这个世界上神就用这些人呢？
Let's flip over to Acts chapter 4.
我们看那个使徒行传第二章。
In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John are before the Sanhedrin.
当时呢，彼得和那个其他人呢，到那个公会受审。
They're on trial.
他们呢在公会受审。
They've healed someone.
他们在那边受审。
And now they're on trial.
他们在那边受审。
Acts chapter 4 verse 5.
在第四章第五节。
The next day the rulers, elders and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem.
第二天官府长老和文士在耶路撒冷聚会。
Annas the high priest was there, and so was Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family.
有大祭司亚纳和该亚法和约翰亚历山大并大祭司的亲族都在那里。
They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, By what power or what name do you do this?
教使徒站在当中就问他们说，你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这事呢？
Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers and elders of the people.
当时彼得充满着圣灵，说呢，是充满着圣灵对他们说，
If we are being called to account today for the act of kindness shown to a cripple, then are asked how he is healed.
他对那些治民的官府和长老说，倘若今日因为我残疾人身上所行的善事查问我们，他是怎么得了痊愈。
Then know this, you and all people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed.
你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道，站在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone.
他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Peter and John are before the rulers, and they give the foolish message.
彼得和约翰呢，在这些公会里边呢，他们。给出了一个非常愚拙的信息。
Verse 13 says, When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, unordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
The ruler saw something.
这些统治者呢，看到了一些东西，理解了一些东西。
They heard the message that Peter was preaching.
他们听到了那个彼得宣讲的信息。
And they saw him for what he was.
他们也看到他是什么样的人。
An unschooled fisherman.
是一个那个是一个渔夫。
But yet he had been.With Jesus.
但是呢，他曾经跟从耶稣。
Where does all this power and courage come from?
他们以这些胆量、勇气从何而来呢？
Peter, in the eyes of the world, is foolish.
彼得在他们的眼里呢，是一个愚拙的。
But yet, he is used powerfully by God.
但呢，他在用了神的大能。
So God does this to show His glory.
所以神呢，在这里来。彰显他的荣耀。
Peter and John are standing there before them.
彼得约翰站在他们面前。
But they see Jesus.
他们看见了耶稣。
That's the case with us too.
这个对我们来说今天也是这个情况。
1 Corinthians 1:26.
在哥林多前书第一章27节第26节。
Let's continue reading.
我们继续来看第二十六节。
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth.
弟兄们呢、啊、可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫智慧的惭愧；又选择了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are.
他选择了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
So that no one may boast before him.
使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
是你们得在耶稣基督里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
正如经上所记，夸口正如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
Not only does God use a foolish message to change the world.
神不仅用一个愚拙的信息来改变这个世界。
But he uses foolish messengers.
他呢也使用那些看上去愚拙的那个信使。
Not many among us are wise in this world.
在这世界上我们没有多少人是那个聪慧的。
Not many of us are rich.
我们也没有多少人是有钱有财富的。
Not many of us are influential.
也没有多少人是有影响力的。
We're just ordinary people.
我们只是非常平凡人。
Ordinary foolish sinners saved by amazing grace.
我们是平凡的愚拙的人，但有神的奇妙的大爱拯救了。
And that's who God chooses to use.
这就是神选择我们来使用我们。
So when we're out there sharing the message of the cross, people don't see us.
当我们传扬这个来分享福音的时候呢，人家不这么看我们。
They see God.
他们只是看到了，他们看到了神。
They see Christ.
他们看到了基督。
It's okay for us to feel foolish.
我们如果感到有点愚拙，没关系。
It's okay for us to feel foolish and seem ordinary.
如果我们感到有点愚拙，感到我们是平凡不过的人，没有关系。
Paul, even though he was so wise, still did not use these wise methods to share the gospel.
甚至保罗是一个非常有智慧的人，他但也没有用他的智慧来分享神的福音，神的信息。
Many churches today try to put on a big show to present the gospel.
在很多教会呢，准备有一搞一个大的这个活动来那个介绍耶稣基督。
It's entertainment.
这是一种娱乐。
They're using the methods of this world to preach
他们使用那个世俗的方法来那个传扬福音。
But let's look at what Paul does.
但看那个保罗是怎么做的。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1.
哥林多前书第二章第一节。
When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督被钉十字架。
I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
Now this is Paul who is strong in word.
这就是那个在言语上非常有强有力的保罗。
Strong in Bible knowledge.
他对圣经的知识是非常理解的。
Trained in speaking.
他呢也受过很好的训练，能够演讲。
And yet he says, I came to you in weakness and fear.
但他这里说，我到你们面前又软弱又惧怕。
He doesn't use something, in the old ancient world that's called rhetoric.
他呢并没有在那个当时古代用的那种叫辩论术。
And that was one of the ways of entertainment in the ancient world.
但当时古代呢，当时是一个娱乐的这种方式。
A way of argument that showed off.
是以通过辩论来展示自己。
And it didn't matter what the message was, people just heard the way of talking and were amazed.
对你的讲的内容的人并不关心，他们只关心你表达这个内容的方式是不是有娱乐性。
Someone who is good at speaking could convince you of anything.
一个非常善于演讲的人可以让你相信任何事情。
Even if it didn't make sense.
甚至没有任何意义的。
After listening to someone like that, you'd be like, oh yes, I understand.
如果听了这些人讲话，你会说，哦，我理解，我理解，我知道。
I understand, shoes were meant to be worn on my hands.
他呢，是一个能够掌管我的人。
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make, 没有任何意义。
But that's the power of persuasion.
但是是一种那个辩论的这个力量，说服的力量。
Paul says, when I came to you, I didn't use any of that.
这里保罗你说我不用任何东西。
I came to you in weakness.
我这里呢是来到你面前软弱。
Verse 4, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
第四节我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
So that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
A pastor that I used to work under said it this way.
我曾经一起工作过的一个牧师曾经讲过。
What we win people with, we win them too.
如果我们能够 ,sorry,
let's say again. What we win people with, we win people too.
No, sorry, I couldn't say it.
What we win people with, how we get them in,
我们怎么把人得到
is what we win them to.
就是我们能够得到他。
That's what they're going to believe in.
就是他们能够相信的。
What we win them with, we will win them to.
如果我们能够得到人，也就能够战胜他们。
So Paul doesn't want to bring a big show.
那个保罗不想带来一个大的那个活动。
He doesn't want to draw people with a show.
他不想让通过那个大的活动来吸引人。
He doesn't want to draw people with charisma.
他不想通过他个人的魅力来那个吸引人。
He doesn't want to draw people with eloquent words.
也不想通过他的那个非常煽动性的演讲来那个吸引人。
Because he doesn't want people converted to Paul.
他并不想人呢是因为保罗而被那个顺服被
He doesn't want people to take their faith in themselves and put it on Paul.
他不想人呢这个信仰是建立在保罗的身上。
He doesn't want people's faith to be resting on his eloquence.
他不想让人的这个信仰是建立在他的那个能说会道上。
Or his personality.
或者他的个人的那个性格。
People can fail.
人都可以失败。
People can fall.
人呢都可以跌倒。
Men can disappoint.
也可以让你失望。
God is the one that saves.
而神呢是拯救我们的人。
That's the comfort that we have in the gospel.
这就是我们在福音当中得到的这个安慰。
God doesn't call us to be superheroes.
神呢并没有呼召我们让我们成为那个超级的英雄。
We hear God's commission to go out to the nations, share the gospel.
那个我们听到神的呼召去万国宣扬福音。
And inside of us we can think, I'm not ready yet.
我们经常说我们没有准备好。
I don't have the right words.
我们不知道该怎么正确的说。
I don't have the right training.
我没有得到很好的培训。
I'm not eloquent.
我也不是能说会道。
That's okay.
这没关系。
You're not supposed to be that.
你也不是应该这样的。
You're just supposed to be a sinner saved by grace.
你只是一个罪人因主的那个爱被拯救。
You're supposed to be an ordinary, foolish person.
你就是一个平凡的愚拙的人。
Who Christ has gotten a hold of and transformed.
而神呢拥抱你把你改变了。
And so when we share the gospel, we're not sharing ourselves.
所以我们在分享福音的时候不是分享我们自己。
God has put us all in unique situations.
神呢把我们放在一个非常独特的地位。
No one else has your same circle of friends and family.
没有人呢自己有每个人呢都自己有自己的那个朋友啊家人的这个圈子。
Or coworkers or schoolmates.
或者你的那个学校里的同学和你的那个同事。
And what those around you need most is not more of you.
当你周围这些人所需要的更多的不是你。
The same way that your need is not more of me.
所以呢同样的道理你的需求呢并不是我的这个需求。
No matter how great of an influence you are on people's lives, that's not going to make much of a difference.
不管你对其他人的生活的影响力有多大这不会那个有多大的差别。
Because without Christ, they are still lost.
因为没有耶稣基督他们还是那个迷失的
They're still perishing.
他们还是会死亡的
They don't need more of me.
他们并不更多的需要你
They need more of Jesus.
他们需要更多的是耶稣基督
They need more of God.
他们需要神
God uses a foolish message.
所以呢神呢用这样一个愚拙的信息
And foolish messengers.
一个愚拙的信使。
To bring his kingdom.
来带我们进入这个天他的国度。
This is a very personal message for me.
这一个非常重要的一个信息。
Growing up, I was always the quiet one.
我在我生长过当中，我一直经常啼哭。
And I still am pretty quiet.
我是
quiet.
我是一个非常安静的人。
I was always a shy one.
那一个非常害羞的人。
I never joined the debate club.
我呢也不是非常喜欢去参与那个辩论的俱乐部。
I never enjoyed public speaking.
我也不喜欢在那个公众演讲。
But yet when the word of God comes on me, I need to say something.
当神的话到我的这里，我要说一些东西的时候。
And if any of my sermons are any good, it's not because I'm amazing.
我能这样说，并不是因为我能说。
I hate to break it to you, I'm not.
我不得不说，我无法这么说。
But God's power is amazing.
但神的大能是那个奇妙的。
Christ is amazing.
耶稣基督也是奇妙的。
The message of the cross is powerful.
十架的那个信息是有能力的。
And this is the message that we have.
这就是我们能够最好的所拥有的。
We have this foolish message.
我们有这样一个愚拙的信息。
We are foolish messengers.
我们也是愚拙的这个信使。
You don't have to be better before you share Christ.
你并不需要多好才能来分享那个耶稣基督的信息。
All you need is just like the apostles.
所以你要所你要所做的就是像这些使徒一样。
You just need to have been with Jesus.
就是跟从基督。
That's all you need.
这就是你所需求的，你所要的，你所需要的。
God has put you in the places that you are sovereignly.
所以呢，神呢把你放在这样一个地位。
You were not in your work or your family or your school by accident.
你在你的家庭，你在你的这个工作的地方，并不是偶然的。
God has put you there.
神把你放在那里。
As a foolish messenger.
作为一个愚拙的信使。
With a foolish message.
来带给一个愚拙的信息。
That God is going to use for His glory.
因为我们神要使用我们来彰显他的荣耀。
Now just this Saturday, we have an opportunity to put this sermon into action.
在这个星期在快来的星期六呢，我们要把这样那个我们今天所传讲的呢，再用到实际当中去。
Not that we need an excuse.
我们不需要任何其他的那个借口。
Our gospel meeting is coming up this Saturday.
这个来的周六呢，我们的那个福音那个聚会。
And even if you feel nervous sharing the gospel,
甚至你呢，如果感到紧张，无法跟其他人分享那个福音。
Certainly, you can say, "Come to the gospel meeting."
但你只能说来参加我们的福音聚会。
There are people around you that need to hear this message.
在你周围的人呢，需要听到这个信息。
In the passages that we read, 1 Corinthians 1:18.
在那个哥林多前书第一章十八节。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
There's only two types of people in this world.
在这世上只有两种人。
Those that are being saved.
被救拯救的人。
And those that are perishing.
还那些被死，而且那些死亡的人。
There's no other category of
person. 没有其他的这个分类了。
It's one or the other.
要么是其中之一。
Look around you tomorrow.
明天在你周围看一下你周围的人。
What category do these people fall under?
看看你周围的人属于哪一类。
And if these people are perishing, they need the life-giving message of the cross.
如果这些人在死亡，他们需要耶稣基督给予的这个信息。
They need to stop putting trust in themselves and put their trust in Jesus.
他们应该不再相信他们自己，而把信任呢放在耶稣基督身上。
Because Jesus is the only one who can save.
因为耶稣基督是唯一能够拯救他们的。
But take courage, brothers and sisters.
把这个放在你们的心里。
Even though we may feel foolish.
甚至当你感到自己有点愚拙的时候。
Even though we can feel nervous.
可或者你感到有点紧张。
You are not the backups.
你并不是那个备用的方案。
You're not the leftovers.
你并不是一个放在最后的。
You're not the just in case.
你也不是一个小人物。
You are plan A.
你是最佳的那个方案。
God's plan.
是神的方，神的计划。
God's first pick.
是神的最佳选择的人选。
To bring his message to the gospel.
把这些信息福音的信息带给
so that people may be saved.
所以你周围的人呢能够得救。
Let's pray.
我们一块我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that your wisdom is far above our wisdom.
我们天上的父，你的智慧远远超乎我们人的智慧。
Even your foolishness, which you don't even have any, would be wiser than our wisdom.
当你的那个愚拙，在我们来说呢，还是也是有智富有智慧的。
Your weakness is stronger than our strength.
你的那个软弱比我们的强力量更大。
Lord, we thank you that you did what we could not do.
你做了我们无法做的事情。
You sent your son so that he could live the perfect life that we could not.
你把那个心爱的儿子给我们，使我们有一个永恒的生命。
To die death in our place that we could not do.
在我们无法做的，在那个十字架上受死。
We thank you for saving us.
我们感谢你拯救了我们。
Not out of anything that we could bring to you.
并不是因为我们能够任何东西来感谢你。
but just because of your great grace.
就是因为你的那个伟大的那个基督。
Lord, we pray that you would give us courage and boldness.
我们主，我们祷告你给我们更多的力量和勇气。
Use us, we pray.
用我们来祷告。
We are weak.
我们软弱。
But you are strong.
而你是强有力的。
We pray that your strength would be manifest in our weakness.
所以你的力量能够在我们的软弱中彰显出来。
That in our friends and our co-workers and our families, Lord, that people would not be drawn to us.
所以在我们周围的周遭的同事朋友家庭成员，他们并不是因为我们才吸引到我们周围来。
But we would use our weakness to show them and lead them to you.
所以呢，我们用我们的那个软弱来展现你。
We thank you, Lord, for putting this glory within jars of clay.
所以你们把这个荣耀呢放在那个用的器皿当中。
Such a great glory in such a weak vessel.
这样一个伟大的荣耀在一个这个非常软弱的器皿中。
So frail and so fragile.
我们这个器皿的非常那个软弱脆弱。
But with the power and invaluable message of the cross.
但是我们拥有这个非常强有力的那个福音的信息。
Send us out.
把我们送呼召出去。
Tell us to go.
让我们差遣我们。
Put the joy of your gospel and the cross on our lips.
所以在我们的嘴唇能够说出那个福音的那个喜乐。
Let the love of our neighbor and the love of Christ compel us.
所以那个为我们爱我们的邻舍和神的爱呢能够驱动我们。
I pray that you would do a mighty work.
所以我们祷告你会做这个伟大的工作。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告耶稣基督的名。
Amen.